As we all know, this is a very big weekend. Pine Plains has their Fall Festival on Friday and Saturday. And, of course, in Lakeville, Salisbury, Lakeville, it is the Fall Festival Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And Sunday has really come a long way in the past several years, adding a lot of great events like the Brewski Fest and also the Pet Parade, which takes place Sunday, October 13th, beginning at 11:30 at Community Field in Lakeville. And the person that is putting this together is joining us, and that is Mary Wilbur. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Marshall.
And how are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
All right. So the weather looks like Sunday is going to be the best weather day of the weekend. Not that Saturday is going to be bad or Friday is going to be terrible, but there might be clouds and some showers. But Sunday, it looks like we're going to get lots of breaks of sun. And which annual – is this the second annual pet parade now or third?
Yep, second annual. We, you know, just did it last year as a little sort of last-minute, you know, let's figure out something fun – to do on Sunday in Lakeville. And we had a fantastic turnout. We had over 100 people last year with about 70 pets. And it went really well. People were very enthusiastic about it. So we said, okay, I guess this thing's going to keep going.
Well, I think what's great about it, by the way, if people want to see what last year's pep parade looked like, you can go to, if you're a member of Facebook, go to the Salisbury Fall Festival Facebook page, and there's some great videos of the pep parade itself. What now, the pet, I like what you say here, pets must have legs and be on leashes at all times. No snakes allowed in this pep parade?
Well... We thought maybe not.
Go on.
We did actually have two. Last year we had two turtles, which was, you know, the majority of pets, as you can see, if you do watch the video, which was taken by Gene Salvatore and is really great. The majority of the pets, of course, were dogs, but we did have one goat and two turtles as well.
Well, turtles have legs.
We just thought that maybe, you know, as far as snakes and things, that they might not be total crowd pleasers.
Well, what's great about this is that besides giving a little bit of exercise to your pet and also getting a chance to show off your pet and have people see your pet, it's not really that long of a walk. It's only about a 3/10 of a mile loop, right?
Exactly. And we did that because we thought, you know, we thought about younger kids, maybe older people. So we just wanted to make it really something that was enjoyable for everyone. And also, you know, older pets. So it's just, we thought it was just kind of just about the length.
It is. Now, also, what's great about this, from I'm looking, if you want more information on this, you can go to the Salisbury Fall Festival .org website. But all pets receive a gift and a photo. Also, what I should say is that you have a lot of different underwriters for this: Millerton Veterinary Practice, Pet Paris, Salisbury Community Dog Park, Agway, Black Rabbit, and also the Tri-State Chamber of Commerce is helping you out with this as well.
Yes, correct. A lot of great donations. So that this year, we are expanding. I guess I sort of see this as growing, you know, incrementally year to year. We certainly don't want to get too big too fast. So this year we will have, we have some prize categories that will be giving out gift certificates and we'll have some hot chocolate and some baked goods for sale. And I guess that's sort of the two big changes this year.
All right. Now, do people still have a chance to register their pets? Is there a cutoff time for registration?
No. This year you can still come and register there the day of. That's why, you know, starting at 11:30 will be registration, and we do have a liability waiver that everyone will have to sign. And then the parade, so that's 11:30. The parade will start at 12. And then we'll do the prize categories.
All right. And by the way, if you want it, you can get your registration. You can click when you go to the SalisburyFallFestival.org. You can click and get a registration form, and obviously that waiver there. Well, I think it's great. I think people love to show off their pets. Their pets love to be shown off, and people like to look at other people's pets. So I think it's a great addition. Yeah.
So, and we encourage costumes. Last year we had a lot of great costumes. Of course, not everyone did it, but that is one of our categories. So I guess I should maybe say the categories that we'll have are just sort of, general. We'll have the best costume, the best owner pet lookalike, the biggest pet, the smallest pet, and the crowd favorite.
All right, and this is once again on Sunday. The registration starts at 11:30. Everything else starts around. They'll start the parade around noontime. Community Field in Lakeville. That loop will go 0.3 mile, and just sounds like a lot of fun for everybody. And good luck with it, Mary, and have some fun with it. And we hope to see you out there.
Super. Thank you so much, Marshall. We hope for a great turnout again this year.
All right. Thanks, Mary.
Okay. Bye bye.
Mary Wilbur this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.